Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom, this is Harriet and I will be your reader today. And today we have Monday, the 6th of May or the 28th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. Today is also a special day. It's called Yom HaShoah, and that is the Holocaust Memorial Day. And today in history, Yom HaShoah was inaugurated by the State of Israel in 1953. It falls 8 days before Israel's Independence Day and was originally planned as a commemoration connected with the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising that started the 14th of Nisan, April 10, 1943. At 10 a.m., we have sirens sounding throughout Israel, and most of the country and traffic come to a complete stop, observing 2 minutes of standing silence. Many religious commemorate the Holocaust on the feast of fast of Tevet and on the 9th of Av. According to tradition, the walls of Jericho fall today, Joshua 6:20. The people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight ahead, and they took the city. Today we also have day 13 of the counting of the Omer. And the scripture reading today from the Torah. Well, first, the Torah portion is called Kedushim for this week, and that means holy. And the portion of scriptures is Leviticus or Vayikra, chapter 19, verses 15 through 22. So now let's bless the Lord and thank Him for giving us His word before we start reading. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Mashiach, our Master. Let's start in Leviticus 19. You are to do no injustice in judgment. You are not to be partial toward the poor, no, nor show favoritism toward the great, but you are to judge your neighbor with fairness. You are not to go up and down as a talebearer among your people. You are not to endanger the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You are not to hate your brother in your heart. Instead, you are to firmly rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him. You are not to take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. You must keep my statutes. You are not to crossbreed different kinds of animals. You are not to sow your field with two kinds of seed, nor are you to wear a garment woven of two kinds of material. If a man lies sexually with a woman who is a slave girl, pledged to be married to another man, but not ransomed or given her freedom, they are both to be punished, but they are not to be put to death because she was not free. He is to bring his trespass offering to the Lord, to the entrance of the tent of meeting, a ram for a guilt offering. The Kohen is to make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering before the Lord, for his sin that he committed, and the sin that he committed will be forgiven him. That was Leviticus 19, 15 through 22. Now we have our portion from the prophets, and we will read Isaiah or Yeshayahu chapter 50. Thus says the Lord, where is the divorce certificate which I sent your mother away with? Or to whom of my creditors did I sell you? See, you were sold for your iniquities, and for your transgressions your mother was sent away. Why was no one there when I came? Why was there no one to answer when I called? Is my hand too short to redeem, or have I no power to deliver? Behold, I dry up the sea at my rebuke. I make rivers as wilderness. Their fish stink for lack of water and die of thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness and make sackcloth their covering. The Lord Elohim has given me the tongue of the learned, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to give heed as a disciple. The Lord Elohim has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn back. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those pulling out my beard. I did not hide my face from humiliation and spitting, for the Lord Elohim will help me. Therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I set my face like flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. The one who vindicates me is near. Who will accuse me? Let us stand up to each other. Who is my adversary? Let him confront me. See, the Lord Elohim will help me. Who is he who would condemn me? See, they all wear out like a garment. A moth will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord? Who hears the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and lean on his God. Behold, all you who kindle a fire, encircling yourselves with firebrands, walk in the light of your fire and among the brands you have lit. This you will have from my hand. You will lie down in torment. That was from the portion of the Nevi'im, Isaiah chapter 50. Now we have our Proverbs from the writings, and we will read Proverb or Mishlei 29. One who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. When the righteous thrive, people rejoice. When the wicked rule, people groan. Whoever loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. By justice, a king brings stability to a land, but one who takes bribes brings it ruin. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. In an evil man's wrongdoing is a trap, but the righteous sings and rejoices. A righteous person considers justice for the poor. The wicked one has no such concern. Mockers incite the city, but wise men turn away anger. If a wise man argues with a foolish man, he rants or laughs, but with no resolution. Bloodthirsty people hate a man of integrity and seek the soul of the upright. A fool gives full vent to his temper, but a wise man holds it back. If a ruler listens to lies, all his servants will be wicked. The poor man and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives light to the eyes of both. If a king judges the poor with truth, his throne will always be secure. A rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother. When the wicked thrive, wrongdoing increases, but the righteous will see their downfall. Correct your son, and he will give you rest. He will bring delight to your soul. Where there is no divine vision, people cast off restraint, but blessed is the one who keeps Torah. A servant cannot be corrected by words, for though he understands, he will not respond. Do you see someone hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than him. If someone pampers his slave from childhood, in the end he will be ungrateful. An angry man stirs up dissension, and a hot-headed one commits many transgressions. A man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will gain honor. An accomplice of a thief is his own enemy. He hears the oath, but says nothing. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but one who trusts in the Lord will be kept safe. Many seek an audience with a ruler, but from the Lord one receives justice. The righteous detest the unjust, and the wicked detest the upright. That was Proverbs 29. Now we have our portion from the apostolic writings, and today we will read 1 John, or Yohanan, chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Yeshua is the Mashiach is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves the one born of him. We know that we love God's children by this, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world, and the victory that has overcome the world is this, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world, if not the one who believes that Yeshua is Ben Elohim? Mashiach Yeshua is the one who came by water and blood, not by water only, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three are one. If we accept man's testimony, God's testimony is greater, for this is the testimony that God has given about his Son. The one who trusts in Ben Elohim has the testimony in himself. The one who does not trust in God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given about his Son. And the testimony is this, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The one who has the Son has life. The one who does not have Ben Elohim does not have life. I wrote these things to you who believe in the name of Ben Elohim, so you may know that you have eternal life. Now this is the confidence we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests we have asked from him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he should ask, and God will give life to those who commit sin not leading to death. There is a sin leading to death. I am not saying you should ask about that. All unrighteousness is sin, but there is a sin not leading to death. We know that anyone born of God does not keep on sinning. Rather, the one born of God keeps him safe, and the devil and the evil one cannot touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that Ben Elohim has come and given us insight, so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Yeshua the Mashiach. This one is the true God and eternal life. Children, guard yourselves from idols. That was 1 John 5, and that concludes our reading for today. If you're reading through the Apostolic Scriptures twice this year, you would also read Matthew chapter 15 today. This has been Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I want to just mention, since it is Yom HaShoah, the Holocaust Memorial Day today, That's something that the Jewish people have been saying all for many years, is never again, never again will this happen to us. This cannot happen again. And now we have a new saying that is in Israel, never again is now. Never again is now, because of what happened, the greatest atrocity since the Holocaust on October 7, when so many Jews were murdered. And we would just want to thank you. I want to thank you, all of you who are praying for Israel, praying for the safety, praying that they will be able to finish taking care of all the Hamas terrorists so that Israel can again live in safety. So when the entire world is turning against Israel, telling them to stop fighting, etc., then thank you for standing with Israel and praying that the will of God will be done and that he will protect his people and his land. For now, God bless you all with a wonderful day, and shalom until next time.